AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The head of the United Nations has toured a devastated area outside Ukraine's capital, where local leaders, through a translator, accuse Russia of war crimes.
Russians decided to use aviation against civilian houses here. 50% of the buildings were found in this state. So the count of the dead by now is 112 people, civilians.
Bodies of civilians were found in areas once held by Russian forces, some shot with their hands bound. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says civilians always pay the highest price in any war. The parents of former U.S. Marine Trevor Reed say they can't wait to hug him now that he's homeward bound after being released after 3 years in a Russian jail.
President Biden met last month with Reed's parents, Paula and Joey.
We've been saying for over a year if we could just speak to the president that we felt like we could make this thing happen, and that's exactly what happened.
In a statement, President Biden said the negotiations that brought Reed home required difficult decisions that he does not take lightly. Joey Reed tells the AP, based on video he has seen, he's worried about his son's health.
Hopefully we got him out. The president got him out of there in time before he has any, you know, lasting, like lifelong health issues.
In exchange, the U.S. returned a Russian pilot. I'm Ed Donahue.
A prominent expert during the pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the coronavirus is under better control in the U.S., but it isn't over. Those thoughts are echoed by Hawaii's Governor David Ige on KGMB TV.
Our response must transition from emergency response to disease management, and that's where we're at.
This is AP News. More testimony in the Black China trial against the Kardashian family.
Rob Kardashian says he was afraid that Black China was going to kill him the night the two had a big blow-up in December of 2016. He says China pointed a gun at his head, pulled a phone charging cord around his neck, and hit him with a metal rod. And he says her acts were fueled by cocaine and alcohol. This fight is pivotal in the defamation trial. Not only did it end Rob and China as a couple, it also led to the end of their reality TV show. An end that China says the Kardashians helped orchestrate by blowing up accounts of their dust-up. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Chinese internet services company Baidu's received a permit to provide driverless ride-hailing services in Beijing. There will be 10 autonomous cars beginning to offer rides to passengers within a 20-mile area in suburban Beijing. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.